Here at the South Harbor Boat Ramp in Petersburg, fishermen are unloading equipment onto the floats and then hauling it by hand to their vehicles in the parking lot. At other local docks, fishermen carry gear up and down long ramps, which get steeper at low tide. Some people use borough-owned totes on wheels if they're available, but no matter how you do it, it's a chore. The heavier the gear, the more work it is. For fishermen heading out to sea, the task multiplies pretty quick. Dan O'Neill is a local fisherman.
If you got heavier stuff, you go to the crane float, then you're unloading, 500-600 pound pieces of, stuff to take off your boat that you use for commercial fishing mainly, like your hydraulic packages, winches, and whatnot, that kind of stuff.
The drive down dock that's being constructed is supposed to help alleviate a lot of the hassle. People will be able to drive their vehicles close to their boats to load and unload from there. Glorianne Wallen is Petersburg's harbor master and says the drive-down dock will be open to everyone who wants to use it.
It's a nice big dock that I can envision all sorts of uses for. People loading and unloading to go on picnics, up the Petersburg Creek or that kind of thing, as far as well as, of course, the big commercial gear. I'm sure we'll be able to tie up some of the smaller tour ships there as well. So very well used by a big portion of our community.
O'Neill dabs in commercial fishing, but his main business is sport fishing charters. His equipment is mainly sport rods and coolers full of food. And for that, he doesn't think he'll use the drive-down dock very often.
Not so much for mine. A little bit, probably be handy. But I think the commercial guys are gonna, be handy for them, backing things down and having it right there to load and unload.
Wallen says the dock project is largely on schedule, despite a few delays. She says the changes to the overall plan have been minor.
We needed to add a water service, and then we're finding that bedrock is a tad deeper, so we've had to add a little bit of steel to some of the pilings on the approach, but so far so good.
Wallen says they had hoped the drive-down dock would be complete by the end of the year, but now it's looking more like January. She says she really wants it ready to go for February's crab seasons. Despite the change in the timeline, the project funds are still on track.
We received over the course of about 7 years three different legislative grants that totaled $10.8 million. And right now we're at about $9.4 million that's been spoken for, so to speak, on the entire facility, which is the staging area, the approach, and then the transfer bridge and the float. So it was a very competitive bidding process that went through this portion of the construction, and I felt like we did really well and came out so far real good on that end of it. So it's nice to have a little bit of a cushion as we move forward.
Wallen says they'll see how the dock is being used in the beginning and then decide whether they need to implement a permit system or monitoring system at a later date. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.